Hello, hello. You're listening to a special edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guests today are The Weather Underground, myspace.com/TheWeatherUnderground. We're going to start by listening to a track from their EP. They brought in a couple EPs today, so we'll listen to a few tracks from different ones. This one's from When I Was a Soldier. The name of the track is HMO, and then we'll be right back with some interview and some live stuff. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are The Weather Underground. How's it going, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. It's nice. It's hot again. It was like kind of pleasant, and now it's sweltering again. That's how it should be in Los Angeles.
Right.
So let's just go around the room. Tell me sort of who you are and what you bring to The Weather Underground.
Go ahead, Sho.
I'm Sho. I play guitar and keys.
And he brings a smile to our faces.
A nice little smile every day.
I'm Ryan. I play the bass, and I bring vegetables.
My name is Harley. I play guitar and I sing, and normally I'm just a pain in the ass. So,
it's a happy, healthy,
challenging. Sho's my little cousin. He's my little cousin, and Ryan, old friends, and so we. Diego's not here at the moment. He unfortunately had a run-in. Not. Just kidding.
He has one of those job thingies, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has a thing called a job, which we keep trying to convince him that it's just not the way to go.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
We've been recording recently, so he's been taking a lot of time off for that, and the new EP, our third EP. So,
how much of this project is a collaborative group putting music together, and how much of it is sort of Harley and his band, The Weather Underground?
It's all a collaborative. I mean, this is the band. I mean, we don't write. We don't do a song. We all really have our... I mean, when you listen to the EPs, everything is really... And especially this new one that we're doing right now, which we're all really excited about. But I think... I mean, everyone will attest to it. If you've ever seen us live, we're, it's very obvious. It's very evident that we're, it's this band wouldn't be the Weather Underground without any one component, you know, Show, Ryan, or Diego, you know. So.
But how does a song usually start for you guys? Does one of you bring in, you know, the music, or do you jam until you find a song comes out of it?
It's different. Like, you know, there's certain songs, they would kind of, they'll just kind of like come up in the studio. Certain songs will be something that, you know, I have like something in my head or something, and everyone, we all kind of arrange it, and it always changes, you know. Writing on piano is different, writing on guitar when we're all in the room together. Sometimes just me and Diego will be in a room together, or me and Ryan, and those sorts of things like always contribute to the way of a song being written. But we never really kind of like stop and say, oh, let's get it, you know. We let it happen, kind of thing, you know what I mean? It's not really we just let it be prolific, you know what I mean? So, and it's the only way it can be prolific, is as long as we just let it happen. So when something comes, it comes, you know. And generally, it's always pretty exciting to see what everyone puts in it, you know. Besides just what they respectively play, like Show plays all kinds of stuff. Ryan plays, he's here with an upright bass and he bows, and we're gonna get him a cello.
Would you say you guys are kind of, you know, aware of not wanting to fall into that trap of, you know, making a structured plan for writing out a song, sort of keeping that natural thing going?
The spontaneity and sort of like the freedom of expression, I think, help a lot with, you know, getting the ideas that are in your head out of your head and across to the other people. So I think by us playing different instruments and challenging ourselves in different ways and writing in different ways, the results, it's always like our musical identity, but it just comes across in so many different fashions that, so it's a good opportunity to let people try new things and do new things.
Cool. Let's jump into a live song if you guys are ready. Okay. Just for our audience sake, sort of give them a sense of what I'm looking at in the room right now. You got a couple of different instruments. What are we playing?
Well, Show's with the Glockenspiel today.
Rocking the Glock, is it?
Yeah.
The boys have their Gibson guitars.
Yeah, we have these. I have a Dove Gibson guitar. No, we have just acoustics, and Ryan's playing upright bass. Which is always really exciting. We like to busk for money once in a while. You can catch us on street corners. So it always is, at least aesthetically, even if it doesn't sound great, it looks good.
Yeah. I'm more likely to give money to someone with a giant upright bass.
Yeah.
Than, you know,
well, this song is called a Fight Song for the Desalojos. It's a song, lyrically, it was written when I went, actually me and Show and I went to Guatemala. It's Desalojos means evacuees. A lot of indigenous in Guatemala are evacuees. By big corporations that take them out. Well, yeah, long story short, it's on the new EP, which probably might come out in April, I think. I don't know. What do you think, Lawrence?
If April's lucky.
April is the cruelest month. All right, here it goes.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is the Weather Underground. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest for the Weather Underground. That was fantastic, man. great start to the show.
All right.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard your music before, and you know, usually you sort of, there's this very broad genre called indie rock. But you guys, you know, whip out sort of regional Central American style guitar playing like it's what you've always been doing. Is that a big part of what you are, sort of not being locked down into certain genres and doing different styles?
Yeah, it's we all kind of have different influences, which is what's great about being in a band is you just all have, everyone brings something else to it. So they don't hear what I hear, and I don't hear what Ryan hears or anything like that. So we all kind of come from different backgrounds. Sho and I obviously have very similar backgrounds as far as our family's influence is concerned, like, you know, a lot of marimba music and even mariachi and things like that, and from part of the side of our family. So those influences definitely come out. I mean, and it's not one of those things where you're just like, all right, just like we were talking about earlier, it's not really a structured thing where it's like, okay, we're going to be an indie rock band, or we're going to be, you know, we're going to sound this way or that way. It's just, it's cool and it's good. And, you know, and if it's inspiring to us, then we're going to do it, you know, like, and whenever you see, whether it's Vicente Hernandez or if you see, or if there's a band like Los Panchos Trios or anything like that, those are great things. Those are just as influential in some ways as the Beatles are or any other
band.
In the
end, it's just music.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. So, and I think that is what we try to do. Essentially, what we do best, I feel sometimes, is making great, just great songs, you know, but like, you know, some of that, those influences seep out.
Yeah, we're all like really big music fans and listeners, and we like old vinyl, and we like to dig through the bins and, you know, introduce each other to new stuff. So I think in a lot of ways we're just really big music fans and dig on music from, you know, all over the world and stuff like that, you know, all over the place. So
you guys are as much listeners as you are creators. That probably makes a big difference, huh?
Yeah. Yang to the yang, probably, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. What was that record you just gave me from Nigeria? Niger?
Yeah, it was from Niger, and it was, what was the name of it?
It was a really cool record.
It was these guys, basically, they got these knockoff Stratocasters in the Middle East, you know, about 40 years ago, and they were really awful guitars, but they became like a thing of commerce there, and people really want to get their hands on these guitars. So it's like this crazy Middle Eastern vocal music backed with electric guitars.
Wow.
And it's just amazing
stuff.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Really cool.
So. Now, sort of along those lines, I mean, just listening to that last song, seems like social awareness is also part of the project. Are these themes you like to keep coming back to lyrically?
Yeah, that's where I become a pain in the ass, you know?
That's like, the pain in the ass part you were talking about before.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, everyone is just as, everyone has, you know, everyone feels, is just as socially conscious. I think sometimes sometimes you just want to write it, you know, you just want to play a song, but there always has to be something underneath, you know, whether it's helping Leonard Peltier, or, you know, talking about the Desalojos, or HMO, which is a song you just played, which is about the health, you know, it's, the song is called How Many Operations, the acronym.
Right.
Everyone's figured out as HMO. So, but yeah, you know, a lot of them are personal too, you know, like those things, there's things that happen to you, like as far as like the, you know, everyone's going through health insurance problems. I mean, you know, we're musicians, we, none of us have insurance, you know, so I mean,
right,
these are, it's not just something like where it's like, okay, let's stand, I mean, we're standing up also for ourselves, and it's personal just as much as it is like, you know, we're not being too preachy about it, you know.
Well, the personal is political, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, and you could be writing about, you know, a girl you met at the bar the other night, and but then I guess if you guys were writing, you know, songs like that, you'd feel like something was missing, huh?
I think
absolutely
so.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there'd be certainly a big void, you know. It wouldn't have, you know, we've been, you know, together for a little while, so it's been like, you know, close to 3 years, we're very close, and there's definitely something behind just playing music, you know.
I think, too, we really support each other's, like, personal convictions, so it's easy to put those at the forefront of your art when it's something that's, you know, really supported by the people around you, you know, and everybody's very strong in their personal convictions, whatever that may be about, you know. We're all big believers in something, you know.
What do you say, Sho?
What do you say? Joe believes in Hawthorne, California. We can get him talking.
Joe votes yes.
If the subject is Hawthorne.
Not much of a talker, but...
Show's a shy guy.
Do you guys have to maintain that idea, though? You don't want to come off as being preachy, so can you kind of almost coerce your audience by doing good music, exactly. You know, and then they sort of get tricked into listening to what you're talking about because they're into the music?
I think the last band that did that pretty well was The Clash, probably. I don't know. It's not really, there's no formula. We're just making good music, and the lyrics are going to, you know, I write the lyrics, so they're going to have something about social awareness. So, I mean, that's just the way it is, really.
Cool.
I mean, we're not really trying to, like, there's no big, huge agenda or plan or anything like that. Okay. At least not
just
that you
a lot
know.
Of little plans.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to another track from some of the music you brought in. What do you recommend?
I don't know. We can listen to the last EP that we released. It is Psalms and Shanties. And if you want, we can play Poet Modi, which means cursed poet. We can listen to that.
And this one's available now?
Yeah, you can find either one on iTunes, anyone listening from all around the world. Or there's a lot, you know, select minor distribution like Amoeba Records and places like that. So,
all right.
If you want, we can dance. Truth is, you don't stand a chance.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is The Weather Underground. Before we jump into another live song, I know you guys are in the middle of a cool residency at Silver Lake Lounge, right?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. It's every Wednesday At 10 p.m. we'll be on, and we're playing with, as quoted, a stellar cast.
Just LA's finest.
Yeah. It's great to have a residency, and they let you, you know, book, you know, bands that you're friendly with, because right. It seems to me that's a really important thing on a bill, is like if you connect with the other bands.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of promoters forget that the bands that are playing that night also have to hang out at the club until right. It's their time to play.
Right, exactly.
On a very basic level, it's just good because then we just watch each other. Much less bring people out and really support each other. But yeah, it's
and cool. You're sort of in a good musical mood when you get up because you've been listening to music you like.
You're
you
inspired.
Know?
Yeah, definitely.
What kind of venues do you think you guys are really tailor-made for? I mean, do you prefer doing like an intimate venue, or do you like the big rock scene, or what do you think works best with your music?
I don't know. Like, I definitely think intimate is really good for us, but at the same time, you know, playing like bigger shows are
Hollywood Bowl.
We like to Live Earth.
Like, yeah.
Rock and Rio.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know, like small places, you know. But we've had like some really fun shows. Yeah, everything in San Francisco. It's some good places.
Outside, inside. Yeah. It all.
You like to tour? You like to get out of LA?
Yeah, we love touring. You know, there's the cliche hard parts about it. But for the most part, it's really. For us, it's really exciting. We always come back with just this anxiety to go back on the road. And also, we write a lot. You know, or we come back at least prolific, like, you know, with a lot of inspiration.
Because all these new experiences.
Yeah, experiences and just ideas, you know, just all kinds of things, you know. Just like, I guess, too, there's a chemistry when you're around the same person. You know, it's like when people, like a relationship, when people start to look like each other, you know, like a guy and a girl.
Start to dress the same.
Yeah, like brother and sister or something. Like, it's that kind of thing where it's like just the chemistry starts to be, it just envelops into becoming more natural, really.
Yeah. You guys ready to jump into another live song?
This is
what are we going to do now?
This is called Neil Cassidy. It's from the EP Psalms and Shanties. So,
whenever you're ready.
All right.
Sing you a song, a ballad of one man who carried a pin and he called it a gun so he could shoot it. Watch him slug, punching walls, hallucinations can make emptiness look like politicians, so it seems. Well, he loved, he took his pistol. Shooting, a banging, a killing, a hurting, a tearing apart. And all that you love is not what you wanted, but it's all that you know. And I'll see you again, my best friend. We'll climb that mountain and do it again. You know it's not over. Do you say when? Here we go on the road. Like Jack Kerouac, you said you got to let go. You know it's not over. So he says so. What you love, take your pistol. Shooting and banging and hot and love and the tearing and fighting. All that you love is not what you wanted, but it's all that you know. No, I won't stand up, you won't stand down. No, I won't come down, you won't come down. Don't mind while you're cutting through. Amputate my hopes of any good news. Cause I know, yeah, I know. But spineless doctor, could you give me some more morphine? Yeah, I know it's not ethical,
but neither is your payment source.
That was fantastic.
All right.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is The Weather Underground. Harley, what came for you first? Was it guitar or singing?
Neither. They still haven't come. Right?
It's just kind of all happened at once?
Yeah, really.
How long have you been singing?
Since I was a little kid, really. Like, when I was a little kid, we used to... I wanted to be a rapper at one point. When I was, like, five, you know?
That's because you had a lot to say.
Probably, yeah. I used to do... My brother and I... Ooh, hello. His name is Juice, believe it or not. His name is... he has another name, but it's... Anyway, he used to make fun of me because I would make rhymes like walking down the street to the beat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was like 6 years old and he like would hate it. No, I used to listen to like my aunt, Show's mom used to have a lot of Elvis stuff around, and we would... Anyway, I used to play and, you know, just do air guitar kind of stuff all the time. So I always wanted to sing and play guitar. So I don't really know when. I probably started to get okay when I was, you know, in high school, you know.
Did you find your sort of voice has evolved as you've done
definitely.
This project?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Let's not even go into that. Show probably knows how my voice used to sound. Show used to listen to a lot of the bands I was in before he got in this band. We were supposed to play on this radio, KXLU, and I called him. I didn't have a band. Long story short, we had there was an English guy named Ed who I used to play together with, and he got his visa revoked and he had to go back to England. So Sho ended up coming to play with me, and since then he's, you know, we've been playing together. But you know, before that he didn't really even play guitar either. So I guess we're just a family of naturals, really faking it till we make it, like Miles Davis.
Nice.
I suppose.
So Sho, you've really kind of like learned your style of guitar playing within the Weather Underground.
Yeah.
You don't have like other experience playing guitar in other bands to compare it to. Like, this is the way guitar is to be played for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
That's the way it works. So, but you know, I like playing guitar as much as I can. So, but yeah, pretty much as I develop my guitar playing.
What about the bass? I mean, how is what you're doing in this project different from what you've done in other projects?
It's good. That's first off. No. This is really where I've developed my bass playing as well.
Yeah.
Through this band. Yeah. I started playing the upright while in the midst of this band. We incorporated into a lot of stuff we do, and then bass playing. I mean, I think bass playing has been inside of me for a long time, but it just became a big part of what I do in the last, you know, few years. So. It's grown in this band, yeah.
Nice.
Similar to Sho, we've grown up together, Sho.
let's go to another track from one of these CDs. What do you recommend?
What do you guys think? What do you think, Sho? Something's got to give. Something's got to give. It's on Psalms and Shanties, the second EP.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is The Weather Underground. We'll be right back.
Something's gotta give. can't deny. Oh, when he said no, please don't go. Somebody's gotta go.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with the Weather Underground. So we're listening to these tracks off of these EPs. Is this all the music that's available from you guys right now?
At the moment, yeah. Those two EPs.
There's a couple songs on our MySpace beyond those.
That's in myspace.com/theweatherunderground. And is that the main place to go for the latest up-to-date info?
For the latest, yeah, definitely. Like as far as like what we're doing and stuff. You can also go to our website, which is theweatherundergroundband.com. And we, you know, we always write on there. So if anyone needs to, actually, you guys can see what we've been up to as far as working on this new record. So everyone can hear, see pictures.
So are these EPs kind of a precursor to a full length that you have planned?
Yeah, we're deciding to, you know, put together, you know, like things work in threes. So I think we're going to do the next EP and then we're going to see how it goes, you know, do a little tour and, you know, probably come back and release that EP and, you know, just kind of see how it goes. We like EPs, I guess. I don't know. But this next one we're really excited for it. I think.
It's got a lot of different sort of instrumentation and the lengths of the songs have changed and just a lot of, you know, just taking different liberties.
Have you guys sort of become more comfortable doing that? Like you've been doing this for a couple of years and now you're kind of branching out and seeing different elements coming out of the Weather Underground?
Definitely. I think what happens is when you branch out, then it turns back around and makes what you do as a staple that much richer. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like getting into a new instrument makes you love the one that you already play because, you know, it's like going away and coming home, that whole kind of vibe. So
is it kind of like you guys have sort of defined your sound not by doing the same thing over and over again, but by doing different things in the way that the Weather Underground would do that?
Yeah, like it's weird because we can do different, we'll do different things and it always somehow sounds like us, you know? So it's nice that we at least have that undertone, but it's, you know, it's...
I think it's more about like what we believe in our souls too, you know? That makes its way through whatever the medium. This show does a beautiful opera that you'd be surprised what sort of beautiful things come out. It's wonderful.
All right, you guys ready to jump into a live song?
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
This song is called Nickel and Dime, and it's from the first EP, When I Was a Soldier. And, yeah, here we go.
Execution in the newspapers, my schooling interfering with my education. They said they told the story in the Sunday Sun, but I knew what you do. Yeah, I knew what you do when the joke is over.
Will you just get older and say, Papa's in the pen, mama's in the den. You better get your feet in where you once began. Because the only place you're ever gonna fit in. Oh, when the joke is over, will you just get older and stay? It's not important. It's not important. It's not important.
I really like how a lot of your songs, they go through so many different changes throughout the song. You know, it's not, they're very dynamic, you know, awesome. Like you don't Thank just you. Stick with one thing and write it out.
Thanks.
And I noticed that the endings too kind of seem to share a certain quality of sort of, you know, it gets very big and then, okay, now we're done. You know, we've made our point and we're moving on.
That's true. Yeah.
How do you relate to the recording process versus the live act? Is there one thing that you feel you resonate with more, that you like more? I mean, do you see yourselves more as recording artists or as live performers?
Definitely live, I think, is we feel a little bit more at home a lot of times. Recording, we're starting to feel that way as well. I think, you know, now in the last year or so, we've really started to be... we're able to capture a lot more of a, you know, what we give out live, kind of, you know, because live can be so cathartic and so kind of just like a sort of release, and you know, anyone can attest to that. And I think with recording, we're starting to be able to give to that. It's, you know, a lot of it is who you record with and how you record and like how at ease you feel in that sense, you know, because like when it sounds really cheesy and corny, but like, you know, the classic line is, you know, feel at home on stage kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the whole gypsy circus kind of thing, you know, which is another thing I really wanted to be when I was a kid. I wanted to join the circus. Would never go to the circus now. I mean, show very anti-circus as vegetarians. but anyway, so like, you know, the home is a stage, you know, people ask why, you know, I play without my shoes and stuff like that live. So
is that something you've sort of developed over time, being comfortable on stage? Like the first time you guys went up and said, hey, we're the Weather Underground, is that, do you feel confident, you know what you're doing, or were you kind of testing the waters there at first?
Me personally, yeah, like personally, just for me, like I think I was definitely like really always very comfortable, and like just as a performer, like I like to do it. Like it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, it's cathartic. So me personally, but I think as a band, you know, we've become very comfortable with it, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much is like stripping away all of the things that get in the way and just having a good time and trying to you know, play the music really well. I think with the recording and playing live, they each kind of inform each other, because, you know, through recording you can be more disciplined about the choices that you make and the things that you do. But then playing live, you're open to like happy accidents and all of the great things that can happen when you're not thinking about the disciplinary part of it, you know?
Right.
So we kind of, I think the longer we go, the more those two areas, you know, hopefully are going to become one as much as possible. So.
What makes for a great live show for you guys, in your opinion? Like, how do you, what's the criteria you use?
Well, it depends, because, like, sometimes it can be really shambolic, and we love the show. Like, we, you know what I mean? Things can be kind of a mess, and it's great. And then sometimes performances and, like, just, I don't know. You know, the audience, I think. Like, the energy that the audience gives off, and what we kind of feed off of them a lot, you know? But then again, we can play in front of one, you know, we can play in front of two people, and it's just, it's kind of this, we, I don't know, we still love it.
I guess we're probably trying to figure out that question all the time.
Is
what does make it, you know.
Once we figure it out, we'll probably stop playing live.
Right, exactly. But you know when you see it, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes when it happens, you want to ask the questions of how did it get there, but then you're like, nah, screw it. It's
right, because if you try to recreate it, then it's going to be synthetic.
It's really impossible. I guess all you can try to do is recreate conditions that give yourself like freedom and give yourself the ability to be, you know, have fun.
Right, show?
It's true.
Amen, show.
Yeah, no, Hallelujah. I think, you know, like Nick Cave. I think it was Nick Cave. Someone said it. I think it was Nick Cave. But, you know, music is just kind of one of those mysteries that you can never really, you're just trying to really just decipher and, you know, philosophize on and trying to come up with your own ultimate truth. And that's why you do it, really, you know?
It's like creating your own science, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. You have your own techniques, your own things, your own ways. You know, we're all mad scientists.
Well, on that note, I think we should do another live song, if you guys are ready for that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm ready.
What's this one?
We're going to do a song called When I Was a Soldier. It's the track title off of the first EP.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is The Weather Underground.
Soul to give you what you need. He's dancing. What do you say? Here come the man from the yesterday, and he's on his knees. He's begging, please. Not mama, give it some thought. You might lose all your boys tonight in a fight. What do you know? Is the rude boy from the barrio to give you what you need? He's pulling seeds, something everybody wants, somebody. Oh, everybody know every motion softly spoken. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody says so. What do you know? Here come the man with the rubber soul to give you what you need. He's dancing. Not mama, give it some thought. You might lose all your boys tonight. Oh, in a fight it's not alright, cause everybody wants somebody. Everybody knows. Emotion softly spoken. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody says.
everybody. Everybody wants somebody. Everybody knows every motion softly spoken. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody says so. Everybody knows. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody says.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Weather Underground. What's the significance of the name of the band?
You know, just kind of what we talked about, the social conscience in the beginning. I think it just kind of became an expression or kind of an expression of who we are as opposed to a designation. And that kind of reverberates into a lot of things, you know. just a lot of things, you know. I think when we started the band, too, we were, you know, kind of fed up with a lot of stuff, you know. Our hearts have become a little softer, you know. But
it's a good place to start, though.
Absolutely.
Being fed up.
Yeah, it's, you know, angst doesn't necessarily have to be exposed or reverberated in a sort of, like, you know, it doesn't always have to be. Sometimes it's great that it is, but it doesn't always have to be, you know, the Sex Pistols. Sometimes it can be, you know, Johnny Cash or things like that. I mean, I know that's really cliche, but, you know, it's, but there's a reason why they call them cliches, you know.
Because they ring true, yeah.
Exactly.
What about when you think about the future of the Weather Underground, what kind of aspirations do you have? Like, how will you know when you sort of look at each other and go, yeah, we've arrived. This is it. What, is there an end game in your mind?
No. I don't think we want to know. I think it's just not an endless horizon or whatever. No land. So I think I don't think there really is.
Are there certain landmarks though that you want to achieve?
Yeah. I guess yeah. You're. I mean, I guess what you're asking. Certain things. Yeah. You know, we have our self-righteous kind of things. So I think we do certainly want to do certain things that are really positive, and like, you know, I think we'll know it when we do it, kind of thing. You know, like we're always open to, like, you know, benefits and fundraisers, and we like to help our friends out as much as we possibly can. But I think as far as landmarks go, as far as music goes, we certainly want to be able to, you know, make music, just constantly be able to have the ability and the opportunities to make music as much as possible and make good music and do everything that is inside of our heads and be able to, like, put those on record and have everyone else hear them, you know, and constantly get better and just, you know, I mean, to us, it's just, you know, we don't set our limits or anything like that. We don't really, I think we just constantly are, you know, whatever opportunities hit us, we take as much advantage of them as possible, you know, within reason at least, you know.
Well, it's interesting. It must be kind of a challenge when you're doing music where social awareness is something that's relevant to you, to, you know, you want to get to a level where people are hearing your music, you know, where you're getting enough attention that your message is getting out there. Absolutely. But you don't want to get past that level where people are telling you what you have to say in order to stay at that level, you know, where you have corporations, you know, major labels telling you how to do your music. You got to kind of find that middle ground between being independent and also being able to get your music out there.
Yeah, but, excuse me, I don't really think, also, like, you know, there are songs that are just a lot more, I mean, as far as being, so I completely agree with you, and that's where that's where the fine balance is, and that's where you actually have to, like, you know, pick and choose your battles, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also on the whole social consciousness issue, I don't really think, I mean, there are songs and there are things that we want to do apart from that, you know, as much as that does ring, you know, it's always going to stay with us. I think, you know, like, there's a lot of things, just making great music is sometimes enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a kind of revolution in itself, too.
Right, yeah, you know, and those things, you know, very helpful. I mean, as a music fan yourself, I see all these records here and everything. I mean, all of us. Really, the reason we do it is because, you know, it's just become, it's such a huge part of our lives, you know. It almost governs it, sadly, you know. That's, it's our, you know, and it's like, it's what keeps us going in so many ways, you know, what you hear a lot of stories, like music is, you know. So, you know, that is essentially what we want to continue to be able to do, you know.
On that note, are there things that you want to make sure you don't end up doing, you know, pitfalls or trends or anything like that?
Yeah, we want to make sure Sho always continues with his vibrato singing. No, I mean, definitely not trends. Definitely trends. I mean, we're good. We have a good checks and balances in our band. I think it's really good that we always check ourselves. You know what I mean?
Good, good.
We always slap each other around, and you know, if someone goes off course, and like, okay, you know, yeah, let's you know get back on. So. That's, you know, I don't know. That question is.
Yeah, that's a good answer. We just do what we do every day. we love it. We met this guy. I met this guy one time. Really great drummer. He's the drummer for of all people, John Legend. And I met him one time, and I said, "Hey, man, that was a good show." He said, "I do what I do every day." And so, you know,
he says, "I do what I do every day."
Yeah, we've kind of embraced we're that. Not, yeah. He doesn't know how much
we're not
idolizing
making fun of him.
No, we're not. Really, no, really. No, we're embracing it because that's what we do. We do what we do every day, and we just do it the best we can. So, yeah.
Inspirational, guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having us.
Really great.
Remind
and you
us
have a
once
great
more.
Show, by the way,
thank you very much. Remind us once more where people can go see you play live. You have the Silver Lake residency, and you guys are also going to do South by Southwest.
Yeah. We got the Silver Lake Lounge residency for everyone here in Los Angeles. San Francisco will be up there on the 28th, February 28th. We're playing Noise Pop with three great bands actually. One of them is called Grand Archives, which is the guy from A Band of Horses, and then Kelly Stoltz, and we're playing with a band called The Morning Benders. That's at the Independent in San Francisco. And then we'll be doing a little tour. You know, we'll be in Phoenix, Tucson, Albuquerque, and then we're playing South By. So, yeah, I mean, you can go on myspace.com/theweatherunderground for like tour updates and stuff.
All right, it's a lot in store for you guys.
Yeah. Cheers.
This episode will be available for download from myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com later today, so check back for that and all the past, present, and future guests of Is Good on killradio.org.
You got to let go, you know it's not over. So he says, so.